Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Many in the present day are unable to comprehend the extent and completion of the reign of Christ because they are convinced that he is not yet seated upon the throne of his glory. They yet wait various signs, seasons, and carnal events which they believe accompany that reign. All the while, he does most gloriously reign in triumph, having fulfilled the jot and tittle of the law in his people's behalf, securing their redemption with his blood shed at Calvary, and is now sat down at the right hand of his Father in glory and splendor. John the Baptizer testified of this kingdom, but he could not fully grasp how it would occur. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This fire of which he speaks is an apt description of the work of him who has triumphed over death and does administer eternal life to those whom the Father has given him. He will lose none. The kingdom of Christ is hidden in plain sight. The Lord administered healing to the blind, the deaf, the mute, the leper, and even the raising up of the dead. Yet these things only served as examples of that greater healing which he is pleased to manifest to those to whom he is sent. A most glorious aspect of his triumph and establishment of his kingdom is seen as the poor have the gospel preached unto them. As he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." He does indeed lift up the needy from the dunghill, as he sends the gospel of the glory of the blessed God to bring life and immortality to light, revealing unto them his purpose, to give unto his children the kingdom. Thus he makes paupers to be wealthy men, and beggars to sit in royal state. He is pleased to cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear and rejoice in the triumphs of their King, whose dominion is from everlasting. Do you see the glory of his kingdom?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.